This is Brewers Extra Innings on WTMJ. Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here! Go!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Dominic Catronio.
Brewers and Nationals, the last season series of these two, this weekend set from Nationals Park in our capital. As Frankie Montas making his Brewers debut, acquired from the Reds at the trade deadline. It started off with a flourish.
Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Fastball down and away at 98 from Frankie Montas. A couple of ortho ASAP strikeouts in a scoreless bottom of the first.
Lane Grindle's call. Now, the offense started to get going in the second inning. A leadoff walk always seems to start rallies. Bowers gets the leadoff walk. Reese Hoskins to follow.
2-2 is lined out toward left. Wood breaking back on it. It's over his head and one hops the wall. Bowers off to the races. He's being waved around third by Jason Lane. Here comes the throw to the plate. It's a good one and they did not get him. Bowers got around the tag by Ruiz. Hoskins to second. It's 1-0 Milwaukee.
Well, the hesitation because the throw actually beat him there. He made a great slide to the back corner. The Nationals did not challenge. Great call by C.B. Buckner. So the Brewers lead 1-0. They weren't done in the inning. A couple of batters later with two men aboard and only one out, Garrett Mitchell had a chance to join the party.
2-0 pitch. And a solid line drive into left center field. Diving is Young. He won't get there. He deflects it away from him over by Wood. Hoskins is in. Frelick around third. He will score. Mitchell cruises into second with a two-run double. It is 3-0 Milwaukee.
Great stuff from the crew. However, the Nationals would chip away. A two-run homer from C.J. Abrams later would make it a one-run game, and then a manufactured run with a single, a stolen base, a ground out, and then ultimately a two-out single tied the game at three through five innings. At the top of the sixth, the Brewers formed another rally, which was exactly what they needed. The crew got things going with the bottom half of their order. Willy Adames started things off with a clean single the opposite way with two strikes. But then a ground out by Jake Bowers. The only play was the first. Man on second and one out. Reese Hoskins would fly out to deep center. That would allow Adames to get to third. So man on third, two outs. They go for the left on left. Sal Frelick gets hit by a pitch. Joey Ortiz draws a walk. And next up, the Brewers decided to go to their bench, bring in Blake Perkins, the switch hitter, to pinch hit against the lefty.
0-2. And a liner through the right side and into right field for a base hit. Adames is in. Frelick racing around third. He will score. On his way to third is Ortiz. Blake Perkins, a pinch hit, two-run single, gives the Brewers a 5-3 lead in the sixth.
Fun moment there, but now all that's missing is the big swing, the cherry on top, the big one. William Contreras oblige.
Lead will be at least two. 1-1 pitch is drilled deep into center field. Oh, that one was crushed. Back goes Young. Warning track wall. See you later. William Contreras pulverizes it out to dead center. The Brewers have the lead back up to three runs. It's a 6-3 game in the seventh inning.
Josh Maurer's call here on WTMJ. Hey, I hope the check is in the mail to Bob Carpenter with our friends at Masson. But hey, Brewers take the lead there, 6-3. They weren't done. A sacrifice fly a little bit later by Bryce Terang. And the one guy that hadn't got on base yet, Jackson Churio in the eighth.
First pitch to Churio is a ground ball through the left side into left field for a base hit. Ortiz being waved around third. He's headed home. He will score. And Jackson Churio delivers with an RBI single. It's 8-3 Milwaukee.
Brewers get the victory by that final score. The bullpen was fantastic. Yoel Piamps, Hobie Milner, Jared Koenig, and Elvis Piguero all combined to keep a zero in their innings against the Nationals. Frankie Montas gets a win in his Brewers debut, and the crew wins by a final of 8-3. We'll talk about the rest of the schedule, look around the out-of-town scoreboard as you wrap up the program after this on WTMJ.